See,
What you
look, this is how
call
this
it?
shit work, bro. Go ahead, keep talking.
Tierra the
Star. Woo! Fuck that, we out here. Raw Dog Kings, Tierra the Star. That bitch live back here somewhere, bro. Look at her picture.
Think so?
Bro, pull up her picture. She live back there
all
right
that
now.
Whole background look local.
Bro, that bitch live right there where the crease open and shit at between the pool and the other apartment.
That whole turned up though. That last five.
Whew. Mouth still fucked up, but.
Nah, it got better, kid. It, like, it got into form or something, bro. Yeah, my mouth used to look. Kid, you know what's crazy? I was at work, bro. This new, I don't know if I told you, this new nigga. That hoe glowed up, kid.
Who? Tierra?
Yeah, she living her best life right now. Like, dead ass.
All these hoes out here living,
that hoe living her best life, bro. But no, talk about. It's so funny because I was at work, man. This nigga was vibing, right? A little bit. He was like, he was saying something about ugly hoes. And then he go to Instagram. The first pic he put up was a Tierra. I'm like, he from DC. But I like, I know her.
She's to work with you, man.
Nah, she worked for Lowe's. Oh, but I don't know if she's
store?
Still there, but not my store.
Oh, okay. Nah, she don't work there no more. She put a picture up not too long, like when I used to work.
Well, she was working two jobs.
Oh, okay.
I'm feeling she was working there somewhere else, but.
That's going to be in the background.
Late night texts.
So, fucking up the podcast.
Sending them eyes.
Woo.
This is 11:59. Them eyes going out by now.
What we just said. Married people, gay.
Married people,
got to check in by 11:59, boy. To me.
But you got to check in or you got to be in the crib?
It depends the day. Like right now, they got to be in the crib.
It's Monday. Oh, yeah. You can't be married and out and about on a Monday.
Monday, no. Yeah. Your happy hour got to be over at 9. You get off work at 5, 9 o'clock. You got to be back to the house, bro. Ain't no
past
you that.
You can't even.
You got to catch the second half of the game at home, bro. You can't watch the game. wherever you at between happy hours, you can't watch the second half over there. You got to watch it home. You got to make it home. By the fourth quarter just started.
And you gotta bring something in your head.
A lot of dumb niggas don't know how to put these words in sports terminology.
And you gotta have, and you gotta bring home something in your head.
What?
Something gotta be in your head.
What? Don't come home with no food. What? No. And you ate.
What?
What?
You better come home with a plate set. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, motherfucking five ribs.
Some utensils, bitches
or,
love.
Oh, you went to Tootsie's and got this $6 plate. You ain't getting shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Nah, yeah, but that whole turned up. That ass is fat.
I don't fuck what y'all talking about. You finna run that shit.
She just stopped playing with a nigga.
Yeah, man. We gonna be live now, man. Raw Dog Kings, baby. Well, we talk about anything.
Raw Dog
Kings. This nigga say
King.
James Harden in for MVP. No doubt. Unanimous.
Come on, that's facts. But that nigga won that in. You won that about February.
If I make the case for LeBron.
Boy, you of all people make a case.
Woo! Yeah. Y'all hear that
nigga,
word?
That nigga folded the other day, though.
He did, though.
But he balled, so he can. And it was down a lot.
But
so
he balled before the moments that count, bro.
That moment ain't really count, bro.
It do, because what if that? Now they the fourth seed. Now they still getting that word.
Come on, boy.
Magic cart ride to the final.
What? And it just opened up with Boston illnesses.
God damn, bro.
Boston season went down the train slowly.
Trash.
What you call it? But he the MVP. But it's because of how he missed, though.
I know we from Miami, but Whiteside, if you ever hear this shit.
Trash ass.
Trash, bro.
Trash ass. With capital T.
And when we get rich or we get famous off this shit, I want you to come sit down with us and explain to me why you not averaging 25 and 14 right
what?
Now.
That nigga.
Right now,
nigga
bro.
Struggle to get 14. 14 points. Kid. Nigga struggle to get 14 points.
I need to understand that,
you barely
bro.
Getting me double-digit rebounds,
I bro. Need to understand this, bro. And you crabbing about why you not playing in the fourth quarter. Fuck out of here, man.
That nigga's unproductive, kid. That nigga Whiteside garbage, bro.
He's the bro.
What's that? Oh. Really got trash, shoddy ass white side, bro.
Wait, what?
100 mil down the drain.
Shit took a cut. They need to trade his ass for real in the offseason, bro. Trade his ass to Cleveland for LeBron.
Damn, you didn't see. I ain't get to read about it, but they say Pat Riley put something about LeBron in his new book.
Yeah, I forgot
something
what it
about
was.
Eric Spoelstra or something.
Oh, he asked in 2010 for him to replace him. Very explosive.
They ain't win a championship yet.
That year.
That was that first
year.
Dallas year.
Dallas year, yeah.
Man, that was a fold. Dallas finals.
Biggest superstar fold. Tiger Woods too. Boy, this nigga Tiger Woods.
Kid, this nigga always, they always, damn, we ain't never going to get like, Tiger back.
I forgot who I was just watching. Oh, Shannon Sharp. But I said this myself, though, before I heard Shannon Sharp. I've been telling nigga, the minute Tiger Woods start getting pussy again, he going to get back to hitting them golf balls right. But, boy, it's tripping. Seen this nigga in the Masters or whatever the fuck he was playing like just now.
32nd place.
They said that nigga showed glimpse of brilliance out there in the final round. I said, okay.
That's that nigga.
That's wins. That hope.
That's that hope that her hoes we have it.
That last time they get back with that nigga.
She know he not good for her, but this
a lot of hoes do that shit.
But this with her heart.
Raw dog kicking.
Raw dog king. Where the condom at? What condom?
Problem.
Mr. Lee the condom home on purpose.
Mr. Lee, that shit in your shoe.
Mr. Look at it and lie about it.
Yes, sir. Fuck it, me.
Let's go.
Put it in your sun visor.
You know when a hoe asks before she about to let you go raw, and she asks, when did I say get tested? Niggas favorite line. What niggas love saying, man? Niggas love even saying about three months.
Ain't going past six.
Well, yeah.
3 to 6 months.
Can you say 7? She be like, that ain't recent enough.
And then if you say 5, she be like, oh, when you broke up with your girlfriend.
3 months. Favorite unprotected sex test time. Ugh. Something like that. 3 months, man.
Tell the hoe. Last time I got tested was the time my girl got tested. And she came out negative.
She good, I'm good.
These matchups. Bruh, who we say was number one?
Raw Dog Kings.
Raw Dog Kings, baby. Here we go. Check me out.
Raw Dog Kings.
We got Houston versus Minnesota.
First round.
First 7 games.
Damn. How many games that's going?
6, Houston.
But it ain't sweet, though. Damn, these things got to work hard in the first round out there in the West.
Nah, the second matchup, Golden State versus New Orleans.
Woo!
KD said he tired of being number 2.
Woo!
Guess what? He about to be back to number 2.
That's
like New Orleans in 6.
That's a test. That wouldn't shock me.
No Steph Curry?
We're gonna find
out. We got the best point guard in the league on the other side.
We're gonna find out if he that nigga.
You heard what I said?
Who's the best point guard on the side?
Come on now.
Get the fuck out
Come
of
on
here.
Rondo? Come on now. Come on now. Yeah. Best point guard ever.
Whoa. Chill them
alternative facts. Alternative facts? All right, but he in my top 10 all time, though.
All time?
All time.
Nah, bro, you don't make it.
He in my top 10 all time.
Oh, he in your personal top 10?
Yeah, my personal.
The one that touched your heart?
Yeah.
All right, he ain't in no real NBA.
No.
He in your personal top 10.
Yeah, my top 10.
Nigga, you going to have Lonzo Ball the way you support.
The whole trio.
Hey, wait, hold on. I don't like them cotton candies.
Hey, I'm about to save up that folks.
Cause I'm a big baller.
Gonna take me about 6 years when I'm eating.
Big baller brand bullshit. Man. So then who else we got after that? Thunder.
Thunder. Well, excuse me, Portland.
Why you say, bro?
Because it's Portland the third seed. So
Portland
versus Houston. I mean, excuse me, against Oklahoma.
Damn, that's a tough one, too. But you say Westbrook
I like Westbrook to beat. I love Dame Lillard now. Don't get it twisted. That's my right now. When Melo finishes fucking career, I'm going right on Dame Lillard track. That's gonna be my favorite. But, hey, somebody drop the nigga some cash on the cash, man.
Hey, cash app. So since you love Raw Dog money,
hey,
he ain't gonna buy no condo.
Okay, okay, left $40. Okay.
What's that down right now?
Okay. Appreciate that.
Yeah, who took care of you? It ain't even your birthday.
Yeah.
You been extorting hoes.
remember the code, nigga. Remember the code. Dick pic Sundays.
Ooh. Get that thing.
That thing right, bro.
Ew, pause. That's what niggas go too far. We gotta get a little sensor button.
We need that Area 21.
Kevin the Garnet up there dressed like a 12-year-old.
Bruh, how the fuck that nigga Scully, the hoodie never come off his head?
Hey,
that shit be lead right here. Yeah. What's some good ass tape job on this fucking head?
That thing
bruh.
Scientific, boy.
Wait,
what? A scientific research.
That's him, by the way. Scientific researcher.
Been a laboratory studying hard. Extensive.
Trying to fuck your daughter off.
You should see his tongue right here, boy.
Don't say he wearing magic with that. No pun intended.
I feel like getting my face rolled.
That's what that second hand do to you.
Word. Get my face rolled from the back.
Woohoo! Niggas don't know about that.
Damn, I remember when I didn't eat puss.
I remember when niggas used to call me about sexual advice.
What? I niggas grow up, man. They used to call you dumb for sexual advice.
Hey, I remember what stories. When we get famous, I'm going to let y'all in on some of our stories, boy.
You going to write a tell-all book.
I'm going to let y'all know, boy.
You
going to
write a tell-all book.
We going to do it on the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck that. Like that one time with Miss Lindsay.
They say if you ever want black people to not know nothing, put it in the book. Nah, niggas is...
Hey, I ain't saying it, but...
Niggas is reading now, though. That's a little wave right now. Niggas is reading.
Niggas on their Charlemagne books.
Niggas might be buying books just like it posts.
All for the gram life.
That's a real life. That's a real,
movement. A real
epidemic.
That'll work too. Dumb nigga word right there for y'all.
It's tops. Oh God, boy.
No niggas. Niggas gonna get through epic, but after that,
they can sound that out easy. They be like, ooh, epic. You feel me? Hell nah. Nigga can't spell no epidemic, boy. Woof. Them niggas gonna struggle. You want a dumb nigga see a dumb nigga get frustrated?
We ain't get to the other game, bro.
Oh, we gonna get there, bro.
I'm just saying, the other game was trash, though.
Yeah, bro, that's how the NBA gonna treat it.
The other Western Conference game was Utah versus San Antonio. Hey, a healthy Kawhi, though. They going to the West Finals.
Mr. Snooze. Boy, them boys ain't finna. Nah, you be a little sleeper, dog. Like, this will get. Damn, that's two boring ass cities.
Imagine Utah win, though.
What?
Pop gonna go to retirement, boy.
Pop gotta stick it out. Man, Kawhi folding, man. That nigga don't love ball.
Fool,
man.
You know if this nigga signed back with San Antonio, the amount he gonna get every year is 40 mil?
Yes, bro.
What the fuck?
Bro, these niggas is getting paid ridiculous, bro.
No offense to all you rich ass basketball niggas, but y'all don't need that much money to go put a ball in the hoop.
What?
Bro. And I know it's more to it, because I just read when LeBron spent 1.5 mil for his body. So I understand there's more to it than just putting the ball through But god damn, cuz. I don't get it twisted. I don't agree with Giancarlo shit either with that 350 mil.
Strike out.
Trust me, I don't agree with that shit.
Nigga, up there.
But I also agree with get your money if they offer you that shit. What nigga, you mean?
Nigga, what's his name standing up there just striking out millions?
I told you that when it happened.
That's true, true, true. But damn,
I say I go get too hyped.
That nigga coming up
but there. He strike out a lot, bro.
That nigga coming up there underachieving already. But, somebody said something more, bro.
Nah, you would've heard that money shit go
up. You want to get to the Eastern Conference now?
Oh, man, you got to stop it.
Oh,
sure. I don't remember that. East Conference matchups.
We did it already.
Not on the phone, not on the podcast.
You just ain't playing.
Yeah. No, we just said the people. And then we address it.
I don't remember the matchup.
Toronto versus Washington. First game.
Toronto versus Washington. It wouldn't shock me if Washington won.
I like the upset.
In seven,
then I like Toronto.
Seven's going to take that.
And then we got no Kyrie versus Father Time.
Celtics versus Heat.
That's another upset.
Mm-hmm. Right, but if he lose that one, they dumb trash.
They trash anyway. They got Whiteside sorry ass on them. Anyway,
we so hungry.
And we got Philly versus Milwaukee.
I like that. That's a nice little matchup.
I like Philly for that.
Nigga, what you call it? Embiid gonna be back by then?
It don't even matter.
I think always get hurt, but Philly on balling. The road right now.
Shit, balling, that's all right.
Nigga can't shoot for shit,
but he don't choose to shoot.
Yeah, that's too smart.
He not here like LaBonzo Ball out here and this shit.
That nigga.
Damn,
and NBA, other matchup, NBA got a couple of little light skinned nigga stars.
Balling. Some dark niggas taking the seat back.
Nah, chill. We still on top.
Yeah, well, he gone, that's it. LeBron. Gonna go to Curry. And then Lonzo Ball.
What was the last matchup?
Indiana versus Cleveland.
God damn, the Hornets still in the playoffs.
Them niggas is trash.
Damn, dog.
Michael Jordan been to the playoffs once his whole motherfucking GM.
That nigga awful general manager. Trash, well, they hired Mitch Ketchup.
No disrespect, I got your shoes on as we speak.
No, they Mitch Kupchak. They hired him as a GM.
Oh, who?
Hornets.
Yeah, what that's supposed to mean?
He's supposed to be their savior.
Oh, Lord.
What you call it?
And he fuck up the Lakers.
So you say Pacers versus who?
The King.
Cleveven? Oh.
Stephen A. Oh, yeah. Not Stephen A. Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oakland going. I mean, Oakland. No, tripping.
What you watching football?
Pacers gonna get that work.
That work.
Yeah, they done it in five.
I like Cleveland. Easy carpet ride to the east, to the west, to the east finals too. To the finals, it might not be that easy. I don't know.
It's falling apart.
Who they playing in the east? Who they playing in the east?
What did I
do?
Get your fire,
nigga. Hey, there you go. It's good, man. Leave it for.
You know,
just
that.
Yeah. What it was again?
Cleveland versus Pacers. Poor Pacers. I'm not like rooting for them.
Nah, you just like Oladipo.
Yeah, that's why I root for him. Why he picked him of all the players?
Because you don't know why.
I thought he picked him because you said he the darkest.
Oh, no. I know you don't know nobody else on his team.
I know Turner.
Evan Turner?
Nah, that was stupid.
What
the
Turner?
Big tall guy.
Oh, Miles Turner?
Yeah. I remember when Pacers was lit a couple of years ago with...
Oh, Jalen Rose.
Nah, Paul George. Duh, they tried Chris Webber. He made a Hall of Fame again. The easiest Hall of Fame. I think he make it because of that scandal. He be acting like a little bitch.
What Hall of Fame? The scandal that happened in college?
Yeah.
What I got to do with his NBA
Can
career?
He snitch on the...
Oh, for real? I didn't know that's what it was.
We gotta go through detail of the full story one day.
We gotta watch the Fab Five again.
Nice little cultural.
For the culture. They did change it. Wearing the long socks with the long pants and black socks, I mean. But they changed it up in college, too. Niggas used to wear them tight-ass little short shorts. In the NBA.
Yeah, I feel like crossing a nigga up. I used to play ball. I don't play no ball no more.
He's too old for that. Nigga, athletic.
Nigga, athleticism down a drain.
Nigga, just stand in the corner and
shoot. What?
Old school style.
Like, your boy's ready to rough a nigga.
Yo, boy, I had dunking, nigga.
The old ass on the
We was young, and we didn't see no niggas dunking. We had no niggas out there dunking, boy.
That before 30 started.
Boy, all the kids out dunking, bro.
Boy. What couple of young niggas? This nigga ain't playing with you on the court.
Nigga, 15 put it through his leg. Boom.
I know they ain't playing no defense, dog, in these parts.
Oh, nah.
That ain't my community.
Depend where, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We used to be out there playing that zone. 2-3.
And 2-3, bitch.
That's how you know that dumb niggas was getting started smarter. And they started playing 2-3. And they started calling out zone. Those dumb niggas were learning a
learning on the fly.
What?
Oh, man.
Dumb niggas.
Raw dog kings, baby.
Raw dog kings. We done called them home on purpose.
Yeah. Flash the Roman noodle pack like you got the rubber.
Oh. Feel me? Let's make some some ruffles.
I got it. Right here.
I remember one time I was busting down a chick and the condom got lost on her.
Woo! Mm. Oh no, I ain't never had that experience. But I hear most of my hoes raw anyway, so I don't be having those kind of problems. Well, no.
No, but I get what. That was an interesting thing to pull out.
Middle of the pocket. Want some gum?
Now, would you pour that and shuffle it? That's an expensive pack. You really invested in your mouth freshness.
Oh.
You know that pack costs about $2.99.
Before tax?
Well,
$3.52 with that.
You an expensive gum buying ass nigga. Niggas still looking for them 25 cent pipe, but I don't think those exist no more.
Nope, it's 30, ain't it?
Damn, niggas go up on everything.
That shit went up when we were shorties, nigga.
Oh, yeah. I remember when chips used to be 25 cents.
Never again.
Frito-Lay's got greedy on that nigga.
Never again.
Never again. Damn, some young boys don't even know when that existed.
I don't even know what quarter juice look like. Shit, 50 cent now.
Quarter juice trash. you tell us, them niggas, you know why them niggas cut? Because them niggas, instead of 25 cents, bro, because them niggas take 75% of the sugar out of that thing. Mm. Bro, that shit so disgusting.
It was all right with me when I was
it was they. It was better when I was younger, bro.
Yeah, not now. I'll never buy them. I'd rather buy a drink of Capri Sun, nigga.
That fell off, too. But they try to get healthy.
Tango? That thing, that was the name. It was like an orange one.
Yeah, man. I don't like that tangy. That tangy taste. Like that.
The fuck with these niggas experimenting? You remember that soda called Surge?
Nah.
You don't remember that shit? Surge. That's what it was called?
No. I don't know. So just nigga grew up on.
Right.
Yeah. Sprite, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Publix brand.
Greatest shit ever.
What?
Anything off-brand better than
regular brand. Right, but
what? No. When you grow up poor, you don't listen to rich niggas like that.
Oh, stop playing it.
I remember. We still buy the big fucking fake bags of cereal to this day.
Well, what you know?
Fuck you mean? Mm. That shit tastes better. Or maybe I'm just so used to that taste that I feel it tastes better than the real shit now. Real shit tastes something different.
That Publix Coke, that Publix Lemon Lime.
Yo, that shit was fire. You
don't get that Publix Lemon Lime. Yo,
plenty of young bulls don't know nothing about that right now.
That still exists. Ain't nobody. A lot of their moms is bitches before.
Damn, boy. Don't get me on them bitches.
You want me a little old head, kid. Right now, busting down the old head.
Remember, this shit pop out, nigga. my hair was too.
A little crimination.
Exactly.
Take that back. That's the part right there. We ask niggas to.
We gotta wait till we famous and we can talk that shit.
Niggas gonna leak the secret tape.
That's the one evidence right there.
Damn, Cardi B had a lot of offset, baby.
She finna have niggas out here sucking dick too.
What?
I told you before the song, yeah.
That's just gonna be sucking dick, though. Like crazy? I'm gonna go for some sloppy toppy right now. You know, I saw it about.
Be dumb high.
Man, let me go for some sloppy top.